Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, in the delightful musical The Wizard of Oz, three companions travel along with little Dorothy down the yellow brick road to see the wizard. Of these three companions, there are the Scarecrow without a brain, the Tin Man without a heart, and the Lion without courage. Of these traveling companions, it is the Lion who seems to be the most interesting and the most entertaining. For at the entrance of the great wizard's palace, it is the Lion who says these words: "What makes a king a king? What makes a soldier fight on and on? What makes a lion roar in the dust?" But then this cowardly lion adds these words: "What's on a duck?" Soon this cowardly lion realizes his own weakness. He lacks courage. Whenever a difficult situation occurs, he avoids it. Whenever a frightening moment appears, he runs away. And yet, this cowardly lion serves as a reflection of Jesus' disciples in our text, and of us, who are Jesus' disciples today. For the disciples in our text are afraid of the Pharisees and the scribes. And clearly, these disciples are realizing that the Jesus whom they have followed may not be the most popular fellow in town. More frightening is the fact that their association with Jesus can lead to their own ridicule, their own persecution, and even their own death. Like the cowardly lion, they lack courage. They are filled with fear. They also lack courage. Many times we are filled with fear. Although we don't face Pharisees and scribes, our fears are very real, and they come in various sizes and shapes. Fear can be that stinging feeling one has in the stomach as a highway patrol officer pulls you over to the side of the road. Fear can be that queasiness one has as we go forth into the classroom only to be surprised by an examination we thought was next week. Fear can be even that upset stomach one has when there's 10 weeks worth of homework but only 1 week left in the course. Even fear can be standing here in the pulpit preaching to your professors and to your fellow students. And yet, my friend, fear is much more than wobbly knees and sweaty hands and upset stomach. The fear penetrates into our lives. At the graveside of a friend, fear enters in. At the bedside of a cancer-stricken member, fear enters in. In front of a prison cell of a member of your church, fear enters in. For fear invades our lives and hinders us from serving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Concerned about being hurt prevents us from helping those who are hurting. Fear prevents us from speaking out against social injustice in the world. Afraid of being embarrassed prevents us from sharing God's love with others. Worry and anxiety and fear of being labeled one way or another prevents us from taking a stand in our confession and in our faith in Jesus Christ. Like the cowardly lion, we turn and run away from every dangerous situation. For we are filled with fear which comes from our sinfulness. We are unable to live a life that God wants us to live. Jesus knows it. And his words in our text today deal with that tiny little word, fear. First, Jesus tells us not to be afraid of those around us who have no authority to cast us into hell. But instead, we should fear God, who not only has authority to cure, but he has authority to cast into hell. For we are sinners, and because of our sinfulness, we deserve only to suffer and to die. Truly, it is our sinful nature that causes us to fear God and to fear his curse.